Shavua Tov, my friends. It is day 31 and day 32. I hope you all enjoyed a powerful Rosh Hashanah and that all of our prayers will be favorably received on high. Shavua Tov, we're now in Aseret Yimei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance. And let's study and let's continue to learn and grow as we get closer and closer to Yom Kippur. In order to complete the 40-day challenge, we've got to do day 31 and day 32 tonight, because day 31 was supposed to be in the first day of Rosh Hashanah, day 32, the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, we can't do recordings on the holiday, so I'm doing them right now. So let's start with working with what we've got. In that chapter, I have a couple of really powerful stories. One of them is about a 57-year-old man, Rachamim Cohen, who was the father of six beautiful children. He had a PhD in special education. And then, unfortunately, after visiting numerous specialists, he was told that he had ALS, better known as Lou Gehrig's disease, and really, really awful, awful disease. And he was told he has 3 to 5 years to live. And that was over 20 years ago from when I wrote this book. So it's probably 24 years ago. It's 23, 24 years ago. And since that time, Rachamim has become completely paralyzed, can only communicate through a program that tracks his eye movement. But he begins every single day by praying and studying Torah. And he goes to work. And he is consulted by people throughout the world on a myriad of educational issues. That's his area. He's mastered Photoshop and allows him to paint with his eyes. He's publicly debated Israeli advocates of euthanasia, and incredibly, since his illness, he has authored 8 new books. And I'm going to tell you, having just come out with another book, that ain't simple. And one of those books is a book on advice for people suffering from chronic or terminal illness. And I asked the question in the chapter, how do you do this? How did Rachamim Melamed Cohen do this? Because he was able to see what he had. And I mentioned, and he was able to access whatever resources that was left in his body to be able to accomplish his dreams and his goals in his life. And I quoted from the prophet Elisha, who is called in to help this woman who had lost her husband. This is in the Torah, in the book of Kings, in the Torah book of Kings. And this woman had lost her husband and family, and she was in debt, and she was crying out for help, and Elisha was in the house. The prophet said to the woman, "Ma yeshlach babayit? What do you have in the house?" Elisha did not ask, "Do you have anything to help you?" But instead he said, "What do you have?" There's got to be something. Hashem gives us challenges, but he also gives us things to be able to confront those challenges. Ma yesh lach babayit? What do you already have in your house? What qualities and talents do you possess that can help you succeed in your careers? And we all have challenges. We all have things that are holding us back, that are impediments, but we all have the tools that we need. We just have to be able to utilize them. And a positive attitude is so incredibly important for being able to work with what you've got. And the most important thing is, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur now, my friends, it doesn't matter how much money we make. It doesn't matter. It matters what we are doing with the resources, with the gifts and the blessings that Hashem has given us, because that's all we have. We're not going to be held responsible for things that are not within our ability to control, because we don't have those gifts. But if we have a gift, whether it's a musical talent or it's intellectual abilities, how are we using those talents to further our own spiritual relationship with Hashem and to make the world a better place? That's all that matters. That's day 31. Let's go to day 32, which is called Warming Others. And this is one of the most powerful, I think probably the most powerful story that I have in the whole book. It's a Jew named Yanko Loanda, a bakery in Crown Heights. And he tells the story of when he survived the concentration camps and eventually came to the United States. And Yankel said that he attributed his survival, I actually made a video on this, I could see if I could try to find it and post it. But he attributed his survival to a particular incident that took place, because when the Nazis would transport Jews in boxcars, they would sometimes leave the trains unattended overnight, even for days, without food or water. And it was freezing at sometimes, and there were blankets, and Yankel found himself in a boxcar with fellow Jews being taken to Auschwitz, and it was freezing, freezing cold. Sitting next to him was an old man, a beloved old man that he recognized from his hometown, and he was shivering from head to toe. So what did Yankel do? He said, "I wrapped my arms around him, and I began to warm him by rubbing his arms and legs, his neck and his face, and I begged him all night, 'Don't let go, don't let go.'" And what happened in the morning? The hours dragged on slowly, but finally the night passed and the morning came. And there was a terrible, terrible, deathly silence in the car. Nobody made it through the night except for Yankel and the old man. And he said, "The old man survived because someone kept him warm. And I survived because I was warming someone else. And that is the trick to be able to chesed. It's not a trick, but it's the Jewish wisdom on chesed. Ner le'echad, ner le'mea, a candle for one, a candle for 100 people. When you create light for another person, you bring light to yourself. You want to be able to benefit from things in life, give of yourself. That's, we learn that from none other than Hashem himself. Hashem is the ultimate creator, and he teaches us to create and to give to others. Something I didn't have in the chapter that's in my new book, The Jewish Experience, is the Hebrew word for give, natan, is a palindrome. Because the structure of the word, which is the same forward and backward, symbolizes the act of giving. Nun tuf nun sofit, which means to give. And if you spell it backwards, it also comes out as natan, to give. Because when we give to other people, we receive. Whether it's emotional or spiritual growth or divine blessings, it's all the same. Giving to others does at least as much for the person giving as it does for the one receiving. And that could be a great, great zechus for us as we go into the new year. And as we are now in the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, in the 10 days of repentance, how are we giving to other people? And it doesn't have to be joining the Peace Corps and going out in the middle of nowhere and helping some stranger. It could be for our own family, for elderly people in our family, for people that are down and out, around the corner, my next door neighbor, someone that needs a hand held, someone that needs encouragement, that needs tzedakah. Tzedakah is a very, very important thing to give during this time as well. Incredibly important. The more we give, the more we get.